چی کار داره میکنه پشم؟ پالشگاه شهره امروز شنبه یادم رفت 14-15 اسفند چند اسفند زد نابود کرد ساعت 10 شب دقیقا شهره داره خودش میتونه
دیگه یکی یکی من با آقای نفتارم
کلی آدرنالی میشتر میخوان
هی گایز Well, what you just witnessed there, folks, was this thing that's calling itself the President of the United States, this rapist, pedophile fuckhead, Flonald Blump or whatever its fucking name is. That is this fucking parasite, on behest of his bum buddy, Benjamin Netanyahu, bombing an oil refinery in Iran. The major oil refinery just outside of Tehran, causing a firestorm the likes of which we haven't seen in decades anywhere. This firestorm created a huge cloud of black smoke which went over all of Tehran, so that the children in the morning across all of Tehran, a city of 9 million people, they woke up and they were breathing acrid black rain as it came down. The sort of rain that is full of oil, that burns your lungs when you breathe the air, that burns your skin if it lands on you.
Aerial bombardment by Israel and American forces has reportedly triggered a toxic rain in Iranian capital. Plumes of smoke were seen rising after Israeli strikes hit an oil depot near Tehran. The thick black smoke accumulated, resulting in rain filled with toxic hydrocarbon compounds, as well as sulfur and nitrogen oxides. Iran's Red Crescent Society has issued an advisory for all residents to remain indoors, as direct contact could cause chemical burns and lung damage. According to reports, droplets of the rain are completely black and smelled like oil. Attacks on energy infrastructure are a fresh escalation in ongoing war in West Asia.
That was the way the children in Iran woke up for this morning. And this is being done in order to free the people of Iran, remember? It's because the women of Iran can't wear their hair out. When of course they can, as I just showed you in that opening clip. Nothing you've been told about Iran is true. It's not a country under Sharia law. There are Muslims that live there, sure. It's a Muslim majority government, but it isn't under Sharia law. There are not women being stoned or anything. All of this stuff happened in Saudi Arabia, which was all set up to make you hate Muslims. Nothing like that is going on in Iran. all of the people out there, the propagandists on social media, all Israelis, telling you that I'm Iranian and it was terrible. No, it wasn't. They're all fucking lying to you. But what Trump has done is just blown up this refinery. So now there's black rain falling all over the city. And this has resulted in oil pouring into the sewer system. And this morning, the sewer system in Tehran exploded. They've got oil in the sewer system, and now it is burning in the drains throughout the city, fast spreading to all of Tehran. And again, folks, this is a city of 9 million people. Trump has done this. This is a massive war crime. This is indiscriminate, wanton, willful mass murder of 9 million people in Iran. 9 million people in Tehran being carried out by a murderous fuckhead on behest of Israel in order to cover up his involvement in child pedophilia and child cannibalism. That's what's going on here, folks. You get this into your fucking heads. What's going on here? I've been telling you for years and years, you're living in a people farm. The world is run by criminals. I've said this for years, you're living in a people farm. People say, well, if it's a people farm, what are they farming? Well, what do you fucking think they're farming? You have millions of children go missing every single year. And these people are doing this, folks. And in order to cover this up, he's now going in there and he's murdering an entire nation of people. He's gone in and bombed a desalination plant. 30 Iranian villages now without water. Oh, I don't know about any desalination plant. I had to do it because if they cared about the desalination plant, well, you know, they shouldn't be cutting their heads off babies and chopping women in half. The guy's a fucking moron. This is what he actually said. Listen to this shit.
Iran today accused the US of hitting a desalination plant in Iran. And they said that might open on infrastructure, non-military.
Allow us to also open the door to other strikes against them.
Look, can you respond to that allegation? Did the U.S. hit the diesel?
They are among the most evil people ever on Earth. They cut babies' heads off. They chop women in half. What they did, take a look at October 7th. Take a look at what they've done over the last 47 years. So I know nothing about a desalinization plant other than to say, if they're complaining about a desalinization plant, we complain about the fact that they shouldn't be chopping babies' heads off, okay?
It seems to be pretty obvious, and it should be obvious to everybody, that Trump has gone completely and utterly fucking insane. He's gone power mad, and he's gone mad with fear of exposure for what he did. His involvement in all this stuff. He's mentioned 38,000 times in the Epstein files, folks. 38,000 times. He was Jeffrey Epstein's best friend. Go and listen to that interview with Sasha Riley, William Sasha Riley. He says Trump was the one who scared him the most because Trump is truly sadistic. Bombed a desalination plant, put 30 villages out of water. Bombed an oil refinery, black rain raining down on the people, and now the drains are exploding across a city of 9 million people. Good people, like I showed you in that intro. Not extremists, not women walking around in burqas. And even if it was women walking around in burqas, is this how you free them? Is this freeing the people? Seriously? Bombed a school on their first day.
Now, here it is. Just some peaceful bombs. No word on whether Trumpenstein got the Ayatollah, but he did end up bombing a bunch of children, as Jeffrey Epstein would say. Whoops. But let's hear what the normies are saying about this whole thing.
Do you support Project Epstein Fury?
Of course. Every night I pray that my kids will fight for the Jews.
Trump saying, oh no, it wasn't us, it was the Iranians. Well, we've got footage of the missile coming down. It was a US Tomahawk missile. Yeah, and if you look at that missile, when it came down, it was in dive mode. These missiles are programmed to go into dive mode. Once they've locked onto their predetermined target, they go into dive mode so they hit the target. So that means that this school bombing was predetermined. It wasn't a stray missile, It was a predetermined hit with a Tomahawk missile from US sources.
With over 100 innocent girls now obliterated, vax normies are saying it's chill because they have Persian friends. Tom, go ahead.
Did you hear about the school bombing?
What about the women who are forced to wear burqas? Are you antiseptic or something? You should be celebrating.
Why?
Because I know Iranians, yep. Unlike you.
Absolutely retarded. And as these Iranians uncover more and more infants in the rubble, Israeli news is saying they did this to themselves.
You're saying Israel didn't do it? Are you kidding me? And of course not. It was America, I swear. Just ask them. We're always the victims and never the bad guys.
They're saying they didn't do it. Are you going to take responsibility?
Look, we've been very clear about this. They did it to themselves because they're terrorists and stuff. We're actually just saving them from themselves.
Yeah. Did the United States bomb a girls' elementary school in southern Iran on the first day of the war and kill 175 people?
Opinion, based on what I've seen, that was done by Iran.
Is that true, Mr. Hegseth? It was Iran who did that?
We're certainly investigating.
Still investigating.
But the only side that targets civilians is Iran.
I literally can't fathom the amount of mRNA flowing through someone's body to actually swallow this Epstein-level propaganda. But let's hear what Trumpstein, the president of no wars, has to say to the American Goyim.
The lives of courageous American heroes may be lost, and we may have casualties. That often happens in war. But we're doing this not for now. We're doing this for the future. And it is a noble mission.
So in other words, he had two choices. Let the Steinberg files get out or sacrifice Goyim to protect the pedos.
Well, who cares about Epstein victims? The Dow is nearly 50,000.
Trump, this is a very clear and undeniable evidence of your genocidal attack on this girls elementary school in the Minop city. Stop playing innocent and don't think people of the world are stupid. We as journalists and documentary filmmakers are here to document the evidence of your genocidal attacks here on this girls and boys elementary school in Minop City. So the whole world would see genocide you committed here.
He did it deliberately. bombed a school, bombed the oil refinery, burning the city down, poisoning them all with black rain and toxic fumes in order to let the women take their hair out of a burqa. Are you fucking serious with this shit? Trump is a maniac. He's a fucking maniac. In fact, you've even got Switzerland, a country that has remained neutral in all wars since 1815, and now saying Trump is committing war crimes and they are actually siding with Iran. As is most of Europe because of what Trump is doing, as is most of the world. In fact, if the world got together and nuked the United States at the moment, most people wouldn't mind. And that's a terrible thing to say. I mean, I love America. I love the American people. But your government is fucking out of control. And the American people, you seriously need to stand up and you need to reclaim your government.
71 to 2021. And it asked, what were the consequences of those sanctions? And we murdered 38 million people. 38 million people. The amount of havoc we have wrought on the Middle East in recent years is just stunning. If you think about the consequences of the Iraq War, what we do in places like Venezuela, Cuba, Iran, you understand we're using this tremendous economic leverage we have to basically starve people, to make them suffer, to inflict great punishment on them so that they'll rise up against their government. You understand that this is what we're doing in Venezuela. This is what we're doing in Iran. We're inflicting massive punishment on these people. Given all that, I find it very difficult to talk about the United States as a noble country.
It's getting to the stage that the whole world wants to see America fall because of what Trump is doing. This is disgraceful. This genocide in Gaza. Israel is going in there bombing the shit out of Lebanon at the moment. They just told all the people in southern Beirut, the whole half of the city, the southern half of their city, they said, you've got 2 hours to leave because we're going to bomb the shit out of this place. We're going to turn this place into Khan Yunus. That's what their finance minister, Beelzebub Smokerdick, openly said. We're going to turn this place and make it look like Khan Yunus. You've got 2 hours to leave.
אנחנו עכשיו על גבול הצפון. אחרי שצהל נתן הנחיה לכל התושבים מהדחיה להתפנות. רציתם להביא עלינו גיהנום, הבאתם גיהנום על עצמכם. הדחיה תראה כמו חאן יונס.
في صف بنايات ما هي عم لك يعني في صف بنايات نزل اثنين او ثلاثه بكل هالقوه وكميه التفجير والدمار يلي وقع
في حدا على الارض هناك ما حدا من نزل
We will settle Gaza. We will settle Lebanon. We will settle the entire promised land. Thank you very much.
These people are fucking terrorists, folks. They are waging a war across the world. They want to build their third fucking temple. They want to see Gog and Magog. They want to see the Muslims and the Christians all kill each other. And they want to destroy America. And they're doing it from within. And Trump is their puppet in this. And you people seriously need to wake up to what's happening.
Goodbye, MAGA suckers.
You need to reclaim your government right now. You need to do it. Any of you soldiers out there, don't go to fight for these fucking pedophiles. Don't go and murder the women and children in Iran because of all this bullshit you've been told. It's not like that. The problem is the pedophiles in your government are being exposed and they don't want this shit to come out. It's insane, folks. Trump is insane and the world needs to stand up against this rogue little podunk state of Israel in occupied Palestine and its American puppet machine that it's using to attack the world, because that's what's happening.
Did Iran majorly miscalculate? Because even now, President Trump is providing Iran with an off-ramp, telling them to come to the negotiating table. At what point will Iran take that offer?
Well, according to your narrative, Iran always miscalculates. It's a regime. I heard the regime 20 times in the last 10 minutes as I was listening. You sound like TASS news agency upgraded. During the Soviet Union, and you say the regime is unpopular and is killing its people. When General Soleimani was murdered by the same Trump that you talk about, millions of people came to the streets of this city, Tehran, that I'm in. So how is it that he's so unpopular? This propaganda that you're producing is only justifying aggression. What the Israeli regime did was aggression. What it did was unjustified aggression. And Netanyahu has been saying for over 30 years, some say up to 40 years, he's been saying that Iran's on the verge of creating a nuclear weapon. And thanks to people like you, he gets away with these lies.
Can we talk a little bit about the regimes?
Saying regime, I think it helps you contain your contempt for independent countries. You after all, you work for Sky News. There's it's understandable. But the regime, how do you know that the Israeli regime had bases inside Iran? You're just repeating their propaganda. Of course, Israel for you is not a regime. Sorry, it's a state. But it's a genocidal state carrying out extermination in Gaza. But that's not really important.
Are you denying that top commanders were killed?
Oh, so you mean what you're referring to basically is an attack, an act of aggression, that they suddenly fire missiles at civilian targets at apartment buildings and slaughter people in those apartment buildings, slaughtering whole families. For you, that's targeting, that's a really sophisticated act. One of the buildings that has some of these commanders, one or two of these commanders, was a large apartment building where they killed everyone, 60 people, 20 children. That's not important for people like you, but that's important for people like us. For you, people like you who support ethno-supremacism.
We're trying to give you airtime so that you can give us the Iranian perspective on this. And we want to know, and I want to understand, Iran's position here. Will you come to the negotiating table now? Donald Trump, after these series of airstrikes and this attack was launched, called on Iran to come back to the negotiating table. As the spokesperson of the regime, or, you know, as someone who worked closely with the negotiating team, do you believe they will come to the negotiating table now?
Well, your regime should know we were at the negotiating table. It was Trump that conspired with Netanyahu to attack Iran. This is how you twist the truth. You shouldn't invite me because you're easily exposed. Iran was negotiating. Initially, Trump had one position, and so did Witkoff. And then they flipped and said no enrichment. And then they continued the negotiations. And the night before the attack, Trump said that we don't want war. And then after the attack, he said, we're all for it. And you're saying Iran? What, is Iran going to come back to the negotiating table? The audacity. Come on. At least a bit of integrity. A bit of integrity will help.
Okay.
You know, Israel is using America to create mayhem all over the world, and it wants America to fall with everything else. It doesn't care.
And I've shown you this before, but it's worth watching it again and taking the whole thing into account and really letting it sink in what's actually going on here.
So what Israel is fighting here is not merely a seven-front war, but an eight-front war.
For the Jews against Rome.
Rome and Jerusalem clashed over values with a great tragedy for the Jewish people.
Well, we lost that one.
We have to win the next one. But the new Rome, the United States,
Jews against Rome.
We stopped playing defense and have moved to offense.
The weapons change over time. You can't fight today with swords. That doesn't work very well.
But we need the kind of genius that manufactured Apollo gold pagers and infiltrated Hezbollah for over a decade to prepare for this battle.
But we have to fight with the weapons that apply to the battlefields in which we're engaged. And the most important ones are the social media.
Because the next war will be decided based on how Israel and its allies perform online as much as offline.
This is the Eighth Front, the disinformation campaign.
It is actually this Eighth Front where our enemies believe they can actually defeat the Jewish state.
This is the kind of ingenuity and inventiveness that have always been a hallmark of the state of Israel, that have always been a characteristic of the Jewish people. I know we can do it.
A lot of this is done with money.
Invested billions and billions of dollars in the information battlefield.
Money of NGOs, vast. Money of governments, vaster.
We prohibit harmful stereotypes about Jewish people, such as claims that Jews control financial, political, or media institutions.
You're damn right we're going to cancel them and deplatform them.
We monitor them online, social media, messaging apps, video games, cryptocurrency.
Hitler admirers, Stalin admirers, Jew haters.
Podcasts, short form video, Wikipedia, LLM.
American haters, Churchill haters.
We monitor these people and we share the intelligence with the FBI.
You think your stupid little podcast is going to change the world? Like hell it is.
Social media, this is the new battlefield.
You don't get to wrap your psychotic, mental, unhinged Nazi.
We do not allow Holocaust denial and distortion.
And the most important purchase that is going on right now is
TikTok.
TikTok. TikTok, number one.
For every 30 minutes that someone watches TikTok, they become 17% more anti-Semitic.
So you have TikTok just smashing our young people's brains all day long with video of carnage in Gaza.
So we really have a TikTok problem.
Because anything that we try to say to them, they are hearing it through this wall of carnage, and I sound obscene.
Anti-Zionism. It's just Jew hatred.
We made a change.
We updated our policies
to designate the use of the term Zionist.
To recognize that the term Zionist
as a proxy for a protected attribute
can be used as a proxy for Jews and Israelis
as hate speech.
Why can't Israel be doing some sort of, you know, counterintelligence?
Right now, the ADL is co-writing Sunday school curriculum.
Information warfare like this.
It's building the technology to train the LLMs more effectively.
Like a psychological operations in America.
As part of a robust framework to combat anti-Semitism, we have industry-leading policies designed with the safety of the Jewish community in mind.
You're right, we control the media. So what are you gonna do about it? You're gonna bitch on Twitter, like, okay. Meanwhile, we're gonna control more of the media.
And working with OpenAI, with Alphabet, with Anthropic, with Meta, with Microsoft, we are working with them now to train the LLMs.
We also have, I think, over 24 Jewish organizations that are constantly feeding us intelligence and information.
So number one, we measure and track. Number two, we monitor and disrupt. We have a whole apparatus. I have 40 analysts working full-time, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, monitoring extremists.
Monitoring campuses, digital networks, activist groups, and public officials.
We have several PhDs on staff. We have a network of academics and scholars we work with around the country.
I've talked to the leaders of AI in the world, and you ask yourself, there's so many blessings in this, but there could be a curse.
First thing a country needs to do is to unify all of their data so it can be consumed and used by the AI model.
We need to invest in intelligence to understand who are the anti-Semites, who's funding them, what's their plan, who are the leaders, and then once we have that, we can define who is an enemy we can attack.
You have to take all of your healthcare data, your diagnostic data, your genomic data. We have to take all of this data we have in our country and move it into a single, if you will, unified data platform.
Once we have all this information, we need to empower and mobilize an ecosystem of many organizations that we can incentivize them to work together, to share, and to fight against our common enemies.
Mobilizing millions of people, of allies, that are quietly by our side.
Citizens will be on their best behavior because we're constantly recording and reporting everything that's going on.
You know, anti-Semites, most of these people running around, we're not gonna win their hearts and minds because they don't have hearts and they don't have minds. So, you know, how are we gonna, there's no reason to think we're ever gonna convince them, but we can deport them, we can put them in jail, we can make their lives miserable, we can cut off their funding.
You've got all these conspiracy theorists online going on and on about how, you know, if you try and say anything, if you try and do anything against Jews, they're gonna come after you.
We have featured more than 1,000 anti-Semites.
And they're going to destroy you and take away your business, and therefore you have to be really, really scared.
These Jew haters have faced real consequences, including firings, suspensions, and expulsions.
And it's kind of starting to come true.
We will shine a light on you that will follow you for the rest of your life. When you look for a job, when you look for a spouse, when you look for a nanny, when you look for anything.
And I love that. I love it.
We remove hate speech against Zionists when these harmful stereotypes about Jews are invoked.
In the past 12 months, ADL's filed more lawsuits than in the prior 112 years.
Over the weekend, I received concerning news that I was being sued for $5 million.
Vicious, communist, racist, Jew-hating, Israel-bashing monster.
Defendant frequently posts anti-Israel rhetoric accusing Israel of controlling the United States and its politicians.
We at the ZOA will fight these dangerous and monstrous lies with all of our hearts and souls. No appeasement. No conciliation, only a war against this racist hatred of the Jewish people.
When there is a war, it doesn't matter who your enemy is, you need to destroy their offspring to prevent them from creating more offspring.
What you try to do is you want to corral your victim, but in fact, your countries are the victim. So you dehumanize a group of people in human society, and you prepare them for the kill, for the butchery.
A government can do in 2 months more than any organization can do in its lifetime.
These people are fucking parasites, folks. They're absolute fucking parasites. And this has just gone to the next level. It absolutely has. You know, the bombing of Iran was bad enough to start with, but bombing that oil refinery and burning Tehran the way they're doing, they're going to kill so many people with this toxic smoke and all the shit that they're putting into the atmosphere. You're worried about climate change? Don't use plastic straws. Don't use plastic shopping bags. You got to do your bit to save the environment while they're doing this fucking shit. Fuck these people. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Benjamin Netanyahu. Take your country back, people. If you're Israelis out there and you care about life at all, overthrow your fucking government. Take this bitch out and fucking hang him. Benjamin Netanyahu is the most evil fucking moron ever to have existed in the history of the fucking world. Somebody shoot the cunt, for God's sake. And no fake assassinations, please, like that bullshit we saw Blonald Flump stage before he came to office. It's fucking unreal, folks. It's fucking unreal. I cannot believe the state of the world, and I'm a peaceful man. It takes a lot to get me this angry. But seeing 9 million people being fucking openly murdered by a bloated fucking parasite pedophile just to cover up his own kitty fiddling kind of pisses me off.
The United States, on the opening day of the war, fired 4 cruise missiles into a facility that was evacuated by the Revolutionary Guard Command long before the conflict. One of these missiles struck a school. The fourth missile, 3 missiles, 2 missiles struck empty warehouses, 1 struck a school. The fourth missile was loitering over the site, collecting data, sending it back for battle damage assessment. The 2 warehouses were empty, no secondary explosions. But the third site that they struck, they noticed an accumulation of human beings, people running to the site. And so they ordered the fourth missile to strike. The fourth missile went up, came down, and hit. The missile is designed to penetrate with a bunker-busting capability, but there's an additional factor to this missile. Our brilliant weapons designers have concluded that the excess fuel in a Tomahawk missile at the moment of impact can actually be weaponized into a thermobaric weapon, a fuel-air explosive. Oh. And so they hit the button, turned the excess fuel into a thermobaric, and the people they saw running were the children who survived the initial attack. They went to the prayer hall with their teachers, and they asked the parents to come in and retrieve their children. Parents were on their way. So the movement you saw were survivors going into the building, teachers with them, parents come to them, and we put the fourth cruise missile in there, turned it into a thermobaric bomb, and burned these children alive. That's this war in a nutshell.
Yeah.
We don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we're targeting. And all we're doing is murdering people. And you know why this happened? Because Pete Hegseth canceled a Department of Defense directive that required a civilian mitigation team to go over each target to make sure that we weren't striking the wrong targets. He called that woke. He called that ineffective. He wanted to be the most lethal fighting force in the world. Kill, kill, kill. Well, Pete, you killed him. 170 of them, children. You're a murderer. You're a war criminal. And so is Donald Trump. And so is every American who supports this war. Because this war is an illegal war of aggression. We aren't obeying the laws of war. And we're simply slaughtering innocent people to appease a bunch of neoconservatives who have an outdated concept of what the world should look like and who have completely subordinated the interests of the United States to the state of Israel. And I apologize for losing my temper, but I'm a father of 2 girls, and I would hunt down and kill anybody who brought harm to my children.
Yeah, fuck you, Trump. Fuck you, Hegseth. Fuck you, Lindsey Graham, this little fucking parasite. You've been seeing him? He's gleefully smiling, saying, oh, we're going to kill so many of them. We're just going to kill them all.
You just wait to see what comes in the next 2 weeks.
The next 2 weeks meaning what?
we're going to blow the hell out of these people.
Greebly little fuckwit that guy is. For God's sake, somebody fucking stick their hand up his ass and grab his head and use him like a sock puppet and make him say something fucking decent for once. Stupid little fucking gumbo prick. Fuck, man, I just, oh. Come on, guys, what happened to the fucking men? What happened to the men? You know, like 100 years ago, we would have tarred and feathered these cunts and run them out of town fucking eons ago. What happened to the men? Stand the fuck up, folks. Now, Israel is waging war on the whole fucking world. Trump's proven himself to be a lying cunt. Israel's been lying since the fucking beginning. Everything it's done, the whole fucking foundation of the state is built on lies. This, all this Holocaust shit, which has been called out for years. There was a guy in the 60s, I saw a video from him just the other day, someone posted on X, George Rockwell. He had a good little comment about the Holocaust, and that was way back in the 1950s or 60s he was saying this shit.
What about the 6 million
Well, one of the easiest questions to take care of, actually, is the 6 million Jews. These people, these Jews, if this were true, the 6 million Jews, sorry, you would have to give the Jews credit for being more clever than the cats for having 9 lives, because these Jewish gas Jews show up again and again and again all over the world, not just here. The Jewish Encyclopedia, which you can consult, and as you can see in all my literature, lists in 1932 and 33 only 2.5 million Jews for the entire area, everywhere that Hitler possibly could have been. There were only 2.5 million Jews, and yet he is accused of gassing 6 million Jews in a 2.5 million Jew area. I would be very grateful if the Jews would explain this to me. They've never done it. I think the 6 million Jew stuff is the biggest of all the big lies that has ever been told. And while we're at that subject, let me point out that in Mein Kampf, we hear forever about Hitler's big lie. If you will read and study in Mein Kampf, if you look at the actual book, rather than just listen to Jews like William L. Shirer telling about it, you will discover that Hitler says in Mein Kampf that the Jews are the great masters of the lie, and he says that their biggest technique is what he calls the big lie technique, and he says it's vile. He not only didn't invent it, he doesn't advocate it, he says it is a filthy technique by which the Jews tell an enormous lie, and it's so big that nobody ever suspects them. That's exactly what's going on in our country today.
Yeah. This stuff's got to stop, folks. This stuff's got to stop. Like I said previously on reports, this is our time if we stand up and deal with this. You know, you can't let these fucking parasites do what they're doing. If you're in the army, quit. If you're out there in a fucking naval ship, take over the ship, turn it around, go home and save your fucking country. If you're a commander in the US military, stand up for your constitution and reclaim your fucking government, for God's sake. If you're an Israeli and you want to survive, reclaim your fucking government from these parasitic psychopaths that are currently running it. You know, the Palestinians and the Jews and the Christians and everybody used to live in perfect harmony in Palestine before the fucking Zionists came along. Don't believe all the Zionist bullshit that they didn't, because Zionists do nothing but fucking lie. Nothing you hear from Israel is ever anything but a lie anyway. That's just what it does. So, yeah. It's time to stand up, folks. You know, I rarely get angry, but this just cannot be borne. This is just ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. And you can see that Trump and all these people are fucking squirming. That shit Trump said, oh, you know, Iranians are the worst people on earth. They cut heads off babies and cut women in half. You lying fucking maggot. You lying, bloated piece of fucking shit. Child molesting, bloated, fat fucking faggot you are. You fucking arsehole. What a fucking prick you turned out to be. You and your fucking wife, you bought off Epstein, fucking wiggled your way up to the fucking presidency. You're a lying cunt. You're a lying cunt. And I hope when they do reclaim the government, I hope they take you out and they fucking hang you, because it's what you fucking deserve. Oh, we'll do it all legally. Don't worry. You fucking maggot. Anyway, what can I say? I probably shouldn't even post this video, but fuck it. I'm going to post it anyway. Fuck these people. It's time the people of the world stand up and realize that we are being fucking controlled by maggots who eat children, okay? You got that? All of this whole political system, it's all run by the same fucking people. Like I've said so many times, a multinational, multi-generational criminal cabal masquerading as a system of governments that play everyone off against each other while they run their little people farm. Keep you in little pens, the pen of France and the pen of Germany and the pen of Africa and the pen of Australia. Fuck these people. All they do is fucking lie and cheat and steal, make sure we live in fucking hardship, make sure we got to pay through the fucking nose to be alive, create homelessness at every opportunity, and now people are waking up to their actions. They're flooding the country with migrants so they can create a war on the ground between races so that you won't deal with them. Well, fuck them. It's time we dealt with them. Turn your back on these people, folks. And if they come out in public, like I said, 100 years ago, we would have tarred and feathered these people and ran them out of town. Maybe we need to revert to some old ways and start doing things properly. It's time for the men in the world to actually be men and stand up for yourself. Stand up for your women. Stand up for your families. Get these fucking criminals out of power. And let's stop killing each other on behalf of fucking pedophiles, okay? Let's stop doing it. Get that into your fucking head. These people kill, rape, torture, eat children. That's what they do. It's all in the Epstein files. This is stuff I've been saying for years, and now it's all been proven by the Epstein files. I saw a woman the other day saying, oh, heinous things come out that Trump raped a 13-year-old.
New Epstein files just dropped, and they are explosive. The DOJ finally released the pages of Trump and Epstein allegedly raping a 12 and 13-year-old little girl. So in 2019, a woman calls the FBI with tips on Trump and Epstein, and the FBI investigates it four times. However, they only uploaded one of those investigations. Now, an independent journalist found that they were missing the other ones, and now they uploaded the other three, which again are heavily redacted. They're fucking with all of us. I hope you know they took down like 60,000 pages the weekend that they went after Iran, and then they put them back up with further redactions. They underestimated us. They are scared of us. They are realizing that what they are putting out there is making them look like criminals, which they are. And for all the fucking MAGA points, oh, he never went to the island. Okay, well now this says that he allegedly raped someone in New York. He tried to force her head down on his She fought back, she bit him. He pulled her hair, punched her in the head, and screamed to get this little bitch out of here. She said threats came for years afterwards. She said her mother was blackmailed and sent to prison. And her friend that was abused too, she confirmed all of this happened. This isn't a rumor. These are FBI investigative summaries on the DOJ website right now. It's time to subpoena Donald Trump and all of the FBI agents who looked into this case. And anyone who still stands for Trump better read these documents carefully. The percentage of people looking into the Epstein files has sincerely dropped since he went after Iran, the perfect distraction.
That's fucking nothing compared to what this fucking prick has done, to what all of them have done. People have got to wake up to themselves, folks. This cannot be borne. We cannot allow this freaking mass killing to keep going the way it's going. If you're in the military, quit. Don't fucking go and kill people. Let's understand that all of these wars are being contrived by the fucking criminals in power. Let's deal with those people. If you're being given an order to go and kill someone, turn on your commanding officer and follow it up the food chain until you find the psychopathic maggot that started this thing to begin with. In fact, all of you soldiers, anywhere in the world, you want a better world? Put your weapons down, turn around and go the fuck home and look after your families and stop killing each other on behalf of the pedophiles, okay? It's pretty fucking simple. Tommy used the military to actually protect humanity rather than kill humanity. Because all of this bullshit is all bullshit, it's all contrived. Tommy, wake up to ourselves, folks. It's seriously, it's time we woke up to ourselves. Let's start now. Anyway, folks, I'm going to leave it there for now. Yeah, angry show. But hey, I think all this needs to be said. Fuck these people.
You ready to burn these Epstein files? Hell yeah. Let's do it. Watch it go up. That's it. Gone forever. Good job, guys. I couldn't ask for better bitches. We'll be right back. Thanks, BB.
Burning devotion, hide all the sins. Pizza parties buried, beef jerky wings. Hide all the names of the pedos involved. Two loyal Goy Scout Shabbos tasks to resolve. Invade a surrender.
Call it a Sunday and fed you a poop. Cower and hide, our hands are still tied. And we're shabbos like the Goy. Bluster and hype, no action inside. A guy who likes dong, shave Donkey Kong. And we're shabbos like the Goy.
Back on my podcast, blowing hot air. Rant about liberals, pretending I care. Trade a Pajit, the failure's complete. Harold and Kamar of the pedo elite. Squat over my head, squeeze out a kipper. MK Ultra, no escape from the gripper. Chill in the office, this job is a bore. Fly to the gigs when my beard is on tour. Can't find my FBI patches, won't be playing till I've got them. Hockey party with the guys, like a real power bottom. And it's Owen.
We talked a good game, but delivered Jackson. Same corrupt crew, flip switches for Jews. And we're shabbos like the Goy. FBI jet, got no regrets, corrupt as it gets. Dave is upset. And we're shabbos like the Goy. Shabbos like the Goy.
Yeah, I guess you could say I'm a little fucking angry today, folks. But I think that's what everyone should be feeling. In fact, if you're not angry in the face of what's happening, I mean, perhaps you're not human. I don't know. But honestly, I've had enough of this fucking shit. You know, I've been coming on and doing these shows like nearly 20 years now, trying to prevent this sort of shit from happening, you know, because it's all down to us. It's always been down to us. But suffice to say, there is a mass genocide going on in Tehran right now and in Lebanon as well. People have just been driven out of their homes in Lebanon. But what's going on in Tehran? This is heinous. You imagine breathing in this black, acrid smoke from burning oil all over the city, coming up in the drains all over the city. To protect the people, of course, to protect the women, because the women want to wear their hair out when they do already. It's just that you've been fed a bunch of bullshit about Iran. Nobody knows what's going on in Israel. All the cameras are dead. There's no information coming out. Israeli sources say, oh, yeah, four people have been killed or whatever. I would say that's not right. I would say Israel is being fucking hammered, folks, and rightly so, and deservedly so. In fact, I hope the whole place is fucking flattened. I really do. You know, in fact, the entire world needs to unite and take down this podunk terrorist Israeli state, because it is a terrorist state. The Israelis have been responsible for every single act of terrorism that's happened in the last 50 years that they blamed on Muslims, going right back to the bombing of the King David Hotel, Charlie Hebdo. I wouldn't be surprised if Benjamin Netanyahu carried out the Charlie Hebdo attack himself just to relive his glory days when he was in the army, when he was in Mossad. He was actually in town at the time. And it wouldn't surprise me if he actually did that himself. The train bombing in London, the Bali bombing, 9/11, of course. So much of this shit by these same people. And yeah, I'm a little angry. But like I said, it's time for all the soldiers out there in any army, doesn't matter what army you're in, put your weapons down and turn the fuck around and go home and look after your families and go and address the fucking criminals in your government who told you to go out into the world and kill people you've never met before in order to protect their pedophile activity. Okay? And this fat sack of shit, this bloated fucking piece of fucking maggot liar, Donald Trump, fucking hell, folks. That guy needs to be fucking taken to the Hague and he needs to be fucking held responsible for all the fucking bullshit that he's fucking said, all the bullshit that he's sold to the world, for the shit that he's done to the United States and will continue to do to the United States if he is not fucking taken care of. Lying fucking sack of shit. I mean, what can I say, folks? What can I say? You know me, I'm normally pretty calm. I come on here and I try to empower people. Well, I'm trying to empower you now. Take your fucking countries back. All you people. I mean, I left Australia. I tried to wake those people up for years. Apathralians, they wouldn't wake up. Because they're so fucking apathetic. The lucky country, all the bullshit they've been fed by their government. Now nobody can get a place to live. There's homeless people all over the place. They've just lost their freedom of speech. You know, because they won't stand up and do anything about it. And you don't even need violence. Like I said, just say no, non-compliance to all this shit. And all you police officers out there that are supporting these fucking pedophiles, what are you doing? Didn't you become a police officer because you wanted to help people? Or did you become a police officer because you want to support the pedophiles and you want to rape children yourself? I mean, like I said on the last video report, it's got to the stage now that if you're someone in uniform and you are not speaking out about what was found in the Epstein files, which has confirmed everything myself and other people have been trying to tell you for the last 20 years, that all these people are pedophiles, they eat children, they rape children, they torture children, they're all child abusers, there's this huge child trafficking ring that is running the world. If you're not prepared to stand up and speak about this, if you're in a position of power or uniform, then you're either with the pedophiles, you torture, rape and eat children, or you are someone who protects those who torture, rape and eat children. Either that or you turn your back on these pieces of shit and you stand with the people. Now's the time. But anyway, folks, fucking angry show today. I can't help it. This is just disgraceful. It's disgraceful that the human race has allowed this to happen. I mean, it's sure it's bad that Trump and Bibi Netanyahu and all these fucking parasites are doing this shit. This little fucking maggot Lindsey Graham. Like I said, someone stick their fucking arm up his ass and fucking use his face as a sock puppet and make him say something truthful for once. Although he'd probably fucking enjoy that. Little effeminate faggot that he is. But anyway, and I've got nothing against gay people, but this guy, fucking hell, he needs to be used as a fucking pinata. He's already full of shit, so at least you know something's gonna come out if you hit him hard enough. But anyway, now, what do you do in the face of all this shit, folks? Am I supposed to come on here and say something positive and enlightening and all warm and fuzzy to people? They're fucking murdering the world. They're waging war against the entire fucking world because we're allowing it to happen. If you're in the military, go home. For fuck's sake, grow up. Use your fucking brains. Go home. Don't go and murder people you don't know on behalf of pedophiles. Some of the kids I saw, there were some poor kids I saw on Twitter. These kids looked like they just turned 16. They got no idea.
Beef stew, meatballs and marinara sauce,
vegetable crumbles,
beef strips and tomato sauce,
beef taco filling,
spaghetti and beef,
chili with beans,
chicken noodles and vegetables and sauce.
Elbow macaroni and tomato sauce.
Chili and mac and cheese.
Meatballs and marinara sauce.
Oh, beef stew.
Shredded beef and barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Elbow macaroni and tomato sauce.
Beef strips with tomato sauce.
Spaghetti with beef and and sauce.
American kids, and they're just being sent out as cannon fodder for Israel. Poor little bastards, they got no idea what they're doing. You know, and if you think you're supporting your nation, remember that quote by Henry Kissinger? Military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. Yeah, that's what they think of you, folks. Enough is enough, hey? Let's not kill any more people. Let's stop this mass death that is unfolding by finding the source of the cancer, which is Israel, and getting these fuckheads out of government, getting these fuckheads disarmed, and get them out of our fucking faces.
I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so.
You want to save America? Get all the dual Israeli citizens out of your fucking government right now, folks, and hold your fat, bloated, lying, piece of fucking shit, pedophile fucking president accountable for his fucked up lies and his fucked up actions. What can I say? Anyway, thanks for listening, folks. I'll bring you another video soon. Hopefully I won't be as angry as this. But fuck it, you know. It gets to the point where, you know, it may sound aggressive, but hey, this shit just needs to be said. And all you men out there, it's about time you started acting like men, hey? I'll talk to you again soon. In Lakesh.
I'm curious about how a trafficking operation gets built, because it's not impulsive, it's architectural. 1986, Wexner gives Epstein power of attorney over his entire fortune, the largest private residence in Manhattan, and access to Victoria's Secret, where Epstein told young women, "I work for the owner." That was the recruitment line. Victims testified to it, and Wexner later claimed Epstein stole $46 million and never called the police, because that's what billionaires do when someone steals from them. Nothing. Epstein funded a modeling agency through Jean-Luc Brunel, MC2 model management. Offices in New York, Miami, and Tel Aviv. Brunel brought girls from Eastern Europe and South America on promises of modeling careers, some as young as 12. Virginia Gifford testified Epstein told her he'd slept with over 1,000 women Brunel brought in. Brunel left messages at Epstein's Palm Beach house saying he just did a good one, 18 years, and another saying he has a teacher for you, she is 2 times 8 years old. That's how he said 16, 1991. The Bronfman family co-founds the mega group with Wexner, about 20 billionaires coordinating pro-Israel political giving. And here's where it gets strange. The Bronfman daughter Claire later bankrolled XEVM, a sex trafficking cult in upstate New York run by a man named Keith Raniere, who branded women's pelvic areas with his initials using a cauterizing pen, collected nude photos as blackmail collateral, kept women on 500 calorie diets, created a secret society of slaves and masters, and was sentenced to 120 years. Claire Bronfman pled guilty and got 81 months. Same family mega group to XEVM. Same pattern, recruitment through legitimate fronts, coercion, sexual exploitation, blackmail material, and billionaire protection. 1993, Epstein buys a ranch near Los Alamos, New Mexico, and the Santa Fe Institute, where Nobel laureates gathered. He gave $6.5 million to Harvard's program for evolutionary genomics. $525,000 to MIT after his conviction, funded a transhumanist organization, planned to use the ranch to impregnate 20 women simultaneously with his DNA to seed the human race, wanted to freeze his head in his penis. Funded George Church, the Harvard geneticist, developing a dating app that bioethicists call eugenics. The eugenics movement didn't die, it just got rebranded and moved to a ranch next to a weapons lab. 1994, returns to Winterloken, builds a lodge next to the junior girls camp. First known victim, age 13, he and Ghislaine walked up to her on a bench between classes. 1995, buys an island and wires every room for video. 1996, Maria Farmer reports him to the FBI. Nothing happens. 1998, the FBI gets a second complaint. Nothing happens. 2000, Virginia Gifford recruited at Mar-a-Lago at age 16 by Ghislaine. That's Trump's club. Gifford testified she was trafficked to multiple powerful men, including a prince, a governor, a Harvard professor, and a modeling agent. I'm just curious how a man builds a modeling pipeline on 3 continents, a breeding ranch next to a weapons lab, an island wired for blackmail, and gets reported to the FBI twice, and nobody does anything until a mother calls the local police 5 years later.